Okay, we're picking up from the Gemara, the very top of Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, the words Bevais. Nami, our learning is once again sponsored, Le'ilu Nishma Shulamis Bas Yaakov, the Neshama should have an Aliyah. Just to remind ourselves where we're holding, so the Gemara was talking about when you could become Tamei simultaneously. So Rabbi Yochanan wanted to answer, in the case where Nazir is going to be Chayav, two different Lavim, it was talking about Bevais. That was talking about a house. A Nazir who was not Tamei, he entered a house that had a mace. In that case, he would be, his coming into the house and becoming Tameh would be simultaneous, and therefore there'd be two separate Lavim, and he'd be Chayav two separate sets of Malkos. That was Rabbi Yochanan. And then in the Sade, the case where Nazir is going to be Chayav only one set of Malkos refers to a field where there is no roof. The only way a Nazir can become Tameh twice is by touching two dead bodies at the same times, and that is really the same Maisa, and therefore he's only going to be Chayav one set of Malkos. So now, the Gemara asked on that, that's what we're holding on the top of Mem Gimel Vadalef, the Vayas Nami, that when the case to a house also, that's a problem. Why? As soon as he puts his hand into the house, then he becomes Tame. Right? A house that has a dead body is considered a Tumah. So therefore, once you put your hand into the house, you're going to become Tame. It's like you touch the Tame Mace. Ki ayal kulehai tameu. So then when his whole body comes in, he's already Tame. And therefore, it's not considered having done it simultaneous. And so then the question should be, how come a Nazir entering the house is able to contract Tumah at the same exact time when Lechor and Bechayv twice when Lechor it's not simultaneous? So says the Gemara, Ella Amar Rebbe Elazar Tzirif Yada. So if a Nazir is extending his hand into the house that has a dead body before he actually comes in, Mishum Tumah Ika Mishum Bialeka, that he's going to be Chayav for Tumah. However, entering is not going to be chayav. Vitzirif kufa, but if he extends his body into the house, he held his hands next to the sides as he entered, so he has him like stand down like a soldier position. Tumah bia b'hadei dedekasa. So then they'll be at the same exact time and going to be chayav. To which the Gemara says that's not true. Ha'iyav shadid lo ayal chot nureisha. But if you're standing exactly straight like a army position, and you walk forward, you're coming forward, so that's your nose is entering first because it's sticking out. Benachas le'tumah, and then you're going to have Tumah before the rest of your body. So therefore, the Gemara says, Elamar Rava, Hechnis Yado, if you put his hand in first, Mishum Tumah Ika, Mishum Bialeka, you would be Chayav for becoming Tameh, but not for entering, because you're right, you're already Tameh. So Hechnis Kufa, if you put his body in first, by how could you do that? Let's say you tilt your head. So therefore, it's not on the front, it's on the back, meaning from turn around, you tilt your head, so you don't have the issue of the nose coming in first. So then the Gemara wants to Taina, Tumah Ubiya, Behade Hadade Ka'asan. Then you're going to become simultaneously, you're going to become Tame and entering the house, and therefore going to be chayav two sets of Malkus. To which the Gemara says, Vaha, Iyev Shardeloil, it's basa dechare beresha. But it's impossible that his toe shouldn't come in first. And how is his foot's coming in first? Nachale Tumah. Then again, it's not going to be simultaneous. So says the Gemara, Elamar of Papa, Kigon Shinichnas, Beshida Teva Migdal. Where he came in with a box type of trunk or a closet that was partially inside the house and partially outside the house. So that you came in with these things, and the carriage is going to be serving, or this thing, the Shida Tev Middle is going to be a chatzitza, it's going to be a barrier between you and the Tumah. Uba chaveru paralava samazeva, and then his friend came in and he removed the roof from the, from where the guy was standing, and therefore the Nazir is going to be both. So you have to assume, the Rush points out though, if someone else is doing it, then it's a lav shem b'maisa. We know lav shem b'maisa ain't looking a lav. So I thought maybe, obviously, that's a machlokas, not pasha. Some of them hold lav shem b'maisa are looking a lav. So the Rosh wants to make it a little bit ill, so the Rosh says, so we have to make an ukimta that the Nazir must have helped the other person in removing the roof. So therefore, he'd be yesh b'maisa, and therefore you'd have a case of tumah ubiya b'hadei hadadei ka'asan. In such a case, him becoming tameh and coming into the house would be simultaneous, and therefore you'd be chayav Malkus, two sets of Malkus. Or, Mar Bravashi gives another answer. Mar Bravashi Amar, Kigon da Ayal Kishub Goises. But the Nazir entered the house when the guy inside was about to die, on the verge of death. But Nafif Nishmase Adiyasev, the Tumabia Badarekasan. So therefore, he dies while the Nazir was sitting there. In such a case, coming in and becoming Tameh are coming simultaneous. So I was wondering there, could ask the Rosh's Kasha again, though. At the time that the guy dies, though, the guy didn't do a Maisa, he's already in the house. So you have to assume that coming in already is part of the Isser, but if they, when are they going to warn him though? If they warn him, Tochkene Dibor, the guy, so he, they warn him Tochkene Dibor, and then he walks into the house, and then you have to make the Kippur that the Goses dies right after that. And his walking in is, I guess, the maisa of this warning. I don't know. I was in the Krimta just making out of my head. I don't know. Otherwise, how do you have the Russia's problem? How do they make this that there wouldn't be a lot of shame by maisa? Fine. Anyway, so the Gemara, the news, Tanur Rabbanan, Lehei Chalav. So once we're discussing the idea of a goyse, somebody's on the verge of dying, so the Gemara continues discussing that point. That it says by lo yitame baal be'almav leichale, it's some kind of koyin, should not become, not profane himself by becoming tame. So the Gemara says, ad sha shiemos, until the moment the person actually dies. Leichalo, lashon lechalal, is actually when he's dead. So Rebbe omer b'mosam yitame. Rebbe says, the Pasuk says, in their death, the Nazir is not allowed to become Tameh. That tells us that Tumah is not going to be a problem until a person actually is dead. Achimus, until he's actually physically dead. So we have two different psukim. Where do we learn that? We learned it either Lehechala only when the guy is actually dead, from a Kohen, or from a Moisam, Yitameh by a Nazir. So the Gemara says, is there a difference? Lachala Moisa. We learned both of them are Isers to become Tameh. Yet we have two different psukim to teach you the same point that only until the guy actually dies, even if he's about to die, seconds away from death, he's still not metame yet. So the Gemara asks, "My benayu, is there nafkamina between the two of them?" So says the Gemara, "Amri Yochanan, there is." Mashmos dorshik benayu. How to understand the psukim? It's like I remember asked Rabbi Kimo once, Rabbi Kimo Nevinzel, Rabbi Nevinzel's son, going out to him and discuss learning with him. So we were learning something, and I remember I asked him the nafkamina, and he goes, he looks at me puzzled, like there's nafkamina belumdus, nafkamina, what the lumdus behind this is. So here also there's nafkamina. I don't understand the psukim. Nafkamina, I don't understand the psukim. That's the nafkamina over here. Everybody agrees that even a person on the verge of death would not become tameh. They're just disagreeing. Where to learn it from? So the Gemara says, no, maybe Reish Lakish, our mother, is a nafkamina. Gos is a kabinayu. That maybe a person who's on the verge of death is going to be a nafkamina. Because Lamanda Amar Leichalo, according to the Tanakhama who learned it out from Leichalo. So then Afilu Gosis, so even someone who's about to become dead, meaning he's about to die, is on the verge of death, is going to be. Could be considered, and this person is halal because he's going to be, he's already kilo like he's profaned. That's how Reish Lakish understand it. Afilu Gos says, however, the mandamar kibim osam, explicitly when they're dead, so that pasuk is learned out, ad she'amus in Gos says, only when the person is actually physically dead. However, before that point, before, and when he's on the verge of death, that would not be considered a problem. So there's a gemar vaitar, the mandamar lehechalo, and the man who says, it's lehechalo. Haksib b'mosam, but the pasuk says that only when they're dead. What is he going to do with that pasuk? So it says the Gemara, because mibayle, he needs it for another thing. Lechid Rebbe, he needs it for the teaching of Rebbe. Asi, the son of Yehuda tells us, Rebbe Yehuda Nasi, Rebbe Omer, b'mosam ena metame. That he's not, a Nazir is not allowed to be metame himself. Ava metame b'ginosam uvizavasam. That there's allowed to touch them if they have tzaras, if they're a metzora, or if they're a ziva. If they are somebody who is a zav, those people are called avatumas. So a nazir is permitted to touch or carry a person who has taras and a zav, who would make that, usually exceptional rule, you make a rishon, makes him an avatuma. The only isra by a nazir is the isra to be mentam alamesim. But to make yourself an avatuma in another way, behind this, that would not be an isra. So the Gemara says that's a good point. But according to Rebbe now, who said that the lacha is learned out from bimosam, so doesn't he need that drasha to teach us this chiddush that a nazir is allowed to be metame himself to touch someone who is a zav or a mitzora? So it says Gemara imkain lemakra bimos. No, it should have said bimos. It's a double riboy. What does it say by mosam in their death, which is a double riboy? It should have just said bimos, which also is actually bimosam is now a double riboy. Shraminah tarte. We can learn two different halachas. Dahainu, we can learn that a nazir is not usher to touch somebody with tzara'as, and a dying person who's on the verge of death, who's a goyseis, is not metameh. Says the Gemara, Laman damar b'mosam. So Rebbe now, analyzing the sheet of Rebbe, he holds it's from b'mosam. Aye, the pasuk says lehechalo, that implies that even if he's on the verge of death, he should be metameh. It's a problem for a koy to be metameh. So says the Gemara, lehechalo lachidas, he has a different drasha, b'misha ein el mechula. That a Kohen is not allowed to be metame himself to in a case where he's not mechulal. He has a mechulal va'oimen. He'd be excluded if he already is tame. Kohen already has a mace. He's carrying a mace. That's what we saw before. A Kohen is carrying a mace. So that would not be a problem. That would be excluded from this iser. So then again, so according to Tana Kama now, what's he going to do with that extra drosha? He needs that also. Leichalo needs to teach you that a kohen is allowed to be metame himself. He's already holding a mace, metame himself to someone else. So says the Gemara, imkein lema kra leheichal. It should have said to profane in the lashon of singular. What's lehechaloi? To profane himself? Why lehechalo in the lashon referring to himself? Shmamina tarte. We see from over here, you can learn both halachas from this. That meaning that a kohen is a nazir is already tame, is not asar. And we also learn that somebody who's on the verge of death is going to be metame. So the Gemara says, "Meisive Adam eno metame ela achitetin afsho." The Mishnah tells us in Olos that the person is not going to transmit tuma until he's dead. Even if he's wounded, he's about to die. It's a fatal wound. Even if he's on the verge of death. So lechor we see explicitly that a person who's on the verge of death, who's a goyses, he is not a metame. Now according to Tanakama, who says that it's learned out from profaning himself, so then, ha, k'tani, de'ina metame. The Mishnah teaches explicitly that a person who is a goyses, who's on the verge of death, is not transmitting tuma. So says the Gemara, le'inyan timuye. With respect to transmitting tuma, it's true that a person who's on the verge of death in a chanami would not transmit tuma. Ad nafkanashe, until he actually dies. However, the Tanakama was saying that someone who is a goyses has the halachas of tuma. What halacha was that? Le'inyan is chaluye. With respect to a kohen coming near him, ha'ischule, profaning himself and becoming tameh, is a difference. That basically, according to that, the Tanakama, based on Rish Lakish, would make this chiluk. According to Rabbi Yochanan, neither the Tanakama nor Rebbe hold that there's an additional iser for a kohen to come close to a goyses. So therefore, whenever we have machlokes, Rish Lakish, and Rabbi Yochanan, we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. I think there's three exceptions to that rule. This is not one of the three exceptions. Shechter always used to say that, I should remember it. Shechter, in his Galdas, when he gave over Shir, is that he would say this all the time. He wasn't just teaching you, you're learning Ksubas. He wasn't just teaching Ksubas, he's teaching all the Shas in the lens of Ksubas. So every single time, we had a machlokes, Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan. So Rish Lakish used to say, Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha follows Rabbi Yochanan, because the Halacha is that in Halacha Ketalman, in the Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan was the Rebbe, so we assume we pass him like Rabbi Yochanan, except for three cases. This is not one of the three cases. That's how he always, and when it was one of the three, he mentioned it. So, I think, now I'm getting confused if it's three. It's very embarrassed if I got it wrong. I used to say it all the time, Amish. I think it was three cases. There's so many of these. There's Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, he used to say that there's six cases we pass like Beis Shammai. Based on Tosos, Kol Tegonim, there's a Masorah like that. Six cases in the beginning of Sukkah. They're going to have Gimel over there. There's a Tosos, a Kol Tegonim. So that we have six cases. Then we have Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan. Then we have Beis Hillel is not accepting the Kule. It is not exception to the rule. So he mentioned a few of these different Kolim. But Lamaisa, so here we always pass like Rabbi Yochanan. What's the point? So there's Nafkamina. Because Rabbi Yochanan is disagreeing with the Lakishin, he held a kohen is permitted to go touch someone who is a goyses. So that would be enough kamina lalach lamesa. The lalach lamesa was manaseh. Kohen is allowed to touch someone who is a goyses. So here again, leinas pule ha ischil here that would be enough kamina. According to the Tanakama, it would be aser, but that's only the way Rish Lakish understood it. Rabbi Yochanan both agree that it's mutter when he's a goyses. Okay, turning on to the next summer now. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chista Merav. So now a kohen generally is aser too. So there's an exception for the Zayin Krovim. The Zayin Krovim are Aviv, Imo, father, mother, Achiv, Achoso, brother, sister, who's a Achoso, a Basula, La Yitama. Only if she's not married yet. Even Erison, I think even Erison, right? We learn even Erison. And a Ben Bas, a son and a daughter, and Ishto. Those are the Zayin Krovim. Who is, it's Machlokas, Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Kiva. La Yitama, is it a Rishus or a Chova? I don't remember. I remember whose holds what. Which way we pass? I think La'itam is a chiyuv, if I remember correctly. So it's a meis mitzvah. A meis mitzvah is also mutter. Those are exceptions. So now the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Chista Merav, nikta rosha shel aviv." What happens if the father's of the koyin, his head was cut off? Ena metamah. So lacha is that's not considered the burial, which is that he's metamah for. My taima, because the Torah says, "Amar kro la'aviv." It says la'aviv l'ima la'achiv la'chosa. Right? All those are the metamah. Only the aviv is who's b'matru shalem. Only when he's complete. He is whole. Below the mention of chaser, now when it's just burying of a limb of his body, that is not considered aviv, and therefore that the going to be matam lehim would be a problem. So the Gemara Amar Le Rav Himnuna Ela Mehata Kaaza Bepaska Daravos. He's going in a certain area. Piska Daravos, a certain area that was barren. No one really lived there. Upasku the Ganve Lareisha and thieves beheaded the father. Hachanami Dilo. The Tama, they're going to tell me he's not letting matam himself. Who's going to bury his father there? In that case, the kohen is not permitted to bury his father. Nobody's around. So Amalei, Meis Mitzvah comes. Why are you asking me Kasha at that point? It's not just because it's his son. It's because it's a Meis Mitzvah. And Meis Mitzvah is anybody. Hashta Yesh Lomar, Rechrin Mechayev.
I make a kavachomer that
if it wasn't his relative that he's walking with, and the guy beheaded his random guy, Reuben, who's on the street, he has a chiyuv to be burying him. But aviv lo kol shekein. So it shouldn't be obvious with regards to a aviv, the kol shekein, we should say that a kohen is mutter to be metameh for that. So therefore, kohen is allowed in this case because it's a meitz mitzvah. So we're assuming that a meitz mitzvah is an exception to the isser of tumah. Also, another chiddush that we're seeing is that even if the meitz mitzvah is not a whole body or whole limb, it's going to be anybody else. So it says, any other limb rather. So it says gemara, v'hai meitz mitzvah. Is that really true that it's a meitz mitzvah? Tanya is a meitz mitzvah. What's a meitz mitzvah? Kol she'ein lo kroyvin. So if there's no other people who could bury it, kor v'chaymonin osa. The Kohen calls out, people are answering, ain't a meitz mitzvah though. So it says the Gemara, that's not a meitz mitzvah. So the law, the halacha that says that the Kohen is allowed to be tamal meitz only when others aren't answering. But in this case, a Kohen who was murdered in this place of Aravos is going to have the son of Kabarium. So he could hire someone. We're assuming that the chiyuv is on the person's children. Now, if the person's children are unable to do it, they have a chiyuv to hire someone else to do it. So in the case of Aravos, so why don't we assume that the son should have a chiyuv to hire somebody? And not assume it's a meitz mitzvah. So the Gemara answers, because kevan de ka'azil be'orcha, since he's traveling on the road and there's nobody else nearby, kimi she'en lo korvim dami, it's similar to somebody who has nobody to bury him, and therefore it's hard to find in that case, it is considered like a meitz mitzvah. Says the Gemara, another kasha on Rav Chistana. Meisi ve kasha from the Braisa. La yitama, the pasuk says the Kohen's sister, he should be metame himself. That implies la metame, veina metame levarea. He should not be metame himself for her limbs of her body. So we're assuming that if this applies to the halacha is that both Avram and Achai, Avram and Ameis, both of them are metame, both of them need to be buried. So the halacha is telling that a Kohen is allowed to be metame himself for her sister's whole body, but not for any limb. So it says in Gemara, la metame, veina metame levarea. Because he's not going to be metame himself from a live body part of his father. So the Bryce is pointing out that since his father is, it's also to be metame from his father, only when it's going to be a live body part. However, after burying his father, he realized that he missed a bone the size of a barley grain that was left behind. So then he would have a chiyuv, he would be allowed to be metame that, and be metame for that reason. So the Gemara says, "My master who lets him kesor." It wasn't implied by the halacha that he's not to return for a bone that's the size of a barley grain. Lav lememra di imichsar porta. Isn't this telling us that even if it's missing a little bit, he's permitted to bury it? So if not, how is he permitted to bury his father in the first place? So the Baisa obviously is making a chiluk between Avram and Achai and Avram and Ameis. So therefore, it's telling us that since a kohen who already is tame from burying his father's body, so he's allowed to retrieve the other part of his body. So it says in Gemara, lo, hayi Rabbi Yehudi, that's not a kasha that wouldn't be a kasha, because we're assuming that that price is a shita of Rabbi Yehuda. So Rav Chista is telling us, that it's not a kasha, Rav Chista is going to answer, he's going to follow the Chachamim, who say this is Asr. This time as we bring a price, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, la mitama, ve'ina mitama levarea. He's allowed to contaminate himself, become tame for her, for her body parts. So the Rush makes this a little more complicated. That if your already has become tame through the father's dead body. So Rabbi Yehuda's understanding that a Kohen may not become tame for a limb that was from his father while he was alive. Since there's no reason to make a chilek between an Eber Min Achai and Eber Min Ameis, so what comes out is that a Kohen is also usher to metame for a limb from his father's dead body. So when Rabbi Yehuda says that he's saying in a braisa that a kohen is allowed to be metame himself for a limb that was from the father's body, so he must be referring to a case where the kohen first buried his father's body. Since he already become tame, then he's permitted to go back and be metame also for the etzem kisaora. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that is going to be the same as the braisa, which tells you it's mutter to be metame for a relative's dead body that's missing a limb as long as the body was intact. So Chista rejected this opinion, because he assumed that's a shita of Rabbi Yehuda, and he wants to follow the rabbim, which is the Tanakama, which is telling you it's usher for a kohen to come back into contact with the father's dead body if it's not whole. And that we're going to see on tomorrow's. We'll get to it now. We'll just finish up here. So it says Gemara. That's what we see from over here, that that would be the case over here. That's Rav Chista. Now the Gemara asks, no, another brisa though. Nacha brisa against Rav Chisda. So again, so the brisa of Atanya, Rav Kahana, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, la metame v'no metame leivarim. It says la yutame, but now we metame himself for limbs that were severed from her body of the sister. Prat lekazayis ben ames is also going to come to the exclusion of an olive size of a dead body. Uchazayis netel, olive volume of netel, umelet tarvad rekev. And literally a ladle of dust. Here, refers to a dry dust, which is the body is decomposing afterwards. That's the shear. So yachal lo yitam elishidro gogolas. I would have thought that he's not allowed to be matame for a spinal or a skull, from a spine or a skull. Rov binyana, or most of the rov binyan is always a majority of the bones of the skeleton. The rov binyana are the more majority of the bones. So suksiv amarta leim. The pasuk says amarta leim. So when Moshe is with Tzav of the Kayanim, it says, Emar Hashem Moshe, Emar L'Kayanim, and Hashem Amar Talayim. Why is another Emar Talayim? Emar L'Kayanim, I already know. What is Emar Talayim? So Emar Talayim teaches you, Hoshif L'cha Akos of Tumah Acheres. It teaches you a Chiddush that there's another Tumah which a Kohen is permitted to be Matame for his sister. So we're telling you that the extra Emar Talayim implies that there's another Chiddush that is going to apply to a Kohen's sister. Telling that the major part of the Emarov Binyan Minyan, the Kohen is permitted to be Matame for that as well. Turning on to the next time, we'll just get to the Mishnah. I would have thought that he may be not metame himself for the spinal column or the skull, or the rov binyan of the skeleton, or majority of the bones. His sister's unique that her body is dependent on him to bury her. You're allowed to metame for all these things. So too, we are allowed to learn out that anyone whose body is dependent on the person, on any of the relatives, metame l'shidro gogolos rav minyanim. So what do we see from this brisa? This brisa is against Rav Chisda that a kohen is not allowed to metame himself for these things, rav minyanim minyan, anything that's not whole. So here it says clearly you can. So the Gemara gives the same answer. That's also Rav Binyan Rav Yehuda. Rav Damar Ki Aitana. Who's Rav who Rav Chisda was following? Who's he going to follow? Desaner Ma'isa Shemes Aviv Shel Rav Yitzchak Ben Ginzak. Rav Yehuda lives in Ginzak. Apparently, is very far from Eretz Yisrael. So it took him 3 years to came back to Eretz Yisrael. He told him his father died. And the four older chachamim were with him. Is he permitted to? They used to do the minhag was that after a year they used to bury a certain place and then they used to move the bones of the body to the familial plot of that's what they used to do. So that's only mutter. They're moving that. It's a whole shaila. That's a maisa by if a person wants to move a body from Chutz Laaretz to Eretz Yisrael. That mutter, that's all the shaila. We usually don't disturb the mace. So anyway, so here he wanted to ask, is it mutter? That was the minhag, is it mutter for him to be matame for such a reason? Amar, they told him no. La'avi bizman shu shalem, below bizman shu chaser. So Chisda and Rav were following this shita, which they assume was the majority shita against that of Rabbi Yehuda and the other tonight. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to pick up a shlosha minim. I hope Freilacha Purim for everybody. It feels weird. In Yerushalayim, I'm always ahead of always my family. In Chutzlaretz, everybody is Yadalit. Here we're a day after. So for Freilacha Purim, also Purim for all of us, obviously Yadalit and Tetzav are both days of tremendous simcha. But tomorrow, I'm hoping to be able to try maybe later today, I don't know, tonight, to try to get to recording the daf tomorrow. But if not, Freilacha Purim today for all those who keep Yadalit, those who are in Yerushalayim, Mer HaKodesh. We should be zeichet to mesamech and kiblu v'kiblu v'kabel the ganze Torah like they were in time of nachasher. Hadar kiblu mechasher. Should be sad. Shmuel was zeichet to big inyanim Yom Kippurim. It's a very big day of tefillah. Shtavim today mamish to all the tefillahs can answer just for now. So you're not supposed to be asking for nisim generally. Rav Yitzchak says for the klal you're allowed to daven for nisim for the ganze oilam to daven for klal Yisrael for Yeshuas. The malam in a teva because it's already ingrained in us that Hashem gave us above teva. Hashem is going to amir to Hashem. Continue to give us above Teva in these very special days to daven and have a Freilich L'Purim. Amen.